Once again, thank you so very much for joining us today for this period of biblical study. I'm Robert Rawson from the Crockett Church of Christ, located at 7458 Highway 4 West of Senatobia. Good to be with you today. We meet this morning at 9:30, 10:30, and 6 o'clock this evening. I invite you to the services with us if you can possibly attend and worship with us. We talked over the last several weeks of time about faith and what real faith is, obeying the Lord, following His will. And we talked about grace and what wonderful blessings the Lord, through His particular heart, gives unto people who follow His will. And notice that Titus tells us that, as we emphasized that last week in Titus 2, verses 11 and 12. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and deny worldly lust and live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. We're to be people who follow the way of the Lord, and the way of the Lord is righteous and good. And when we find ourselves doing that, we're people who can please the Lord. But if we do not do that, in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24, Jesus said, I will liken that man unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It was founded not upon a rock, but upon the sinking sand. It is noted this is the way of God for people's lives to be lived, following the Lord's word, doing His will from day to day. Jesus our Lord talked about this. When He said, He that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. You'll notice that the same kind of disasters came to that house as came to the man who built foolishly upon the sand. But it stood because it was founded upon the rock of doing God's will, being a person who's following His way, doing His will from day to day. That's the way that the Bible teaches us regarding God's will and God's way of practice in life. Now we have the example of Paul's statements regarding the grace of God in Titus 2, verses 11 and 12. And here in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 and following, we read the teaching of Jesus regarding obeying His word. He likes us unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. But he that heareth these sayings of mine, he says, and doeth them not, I will liken him unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. You'll notice that the same disasters came to his house as came to the man who built his house upon a solid rock. But it fell because it was founded upon the sand. It fell, and great was the fall of it. When he finished up these statements, in Matthew chapter 7, the last two verses, it notes that the people listened to him and they were astonished at his doctrine. They were astonished at his doctrine. And the way that he taught was not as the scribes, but he taught as one having authority. He had the authority of the Heavenly Father speaking the Father's will, John 12, verse 49. That's the message of the Heavenly Father for you and me to practice and follow today. When we follow that way, we find a way that is good and helpful and righteous and good. We'll find a way to be servants of God. When Jesus talked about this particular matter, we read about the work that he did, and we read about Paul's words to Titus about how to live for the Lord. Let's look at Simon Peter's life and his situations revealed to us in Acts chapter 10. Regarding Simon Peter, he was a man who was involved with the first Gentiles' conversion. But he didn't start out that way. He didn't want to do that. And when the vessel was let down out of heaven, and the sheet on it were four corners, and when he saw there the animals that were there, knowing that they were four-footed beasts and wild beasts and so forth, that they were not to be eaten by the Jewish person, He says to the voice that said to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Acts 10 and verse 13. "Not so, Lord, for I have eaten nothing." I've never eaten anything that's common and unclean. And the voice said, "What God hath cleansed, call not thou common." He began to think about that. He doubted the vision within his own mind, it says in Acts 10 at verse 17. He concerned himself with what was happening. And there were several men who stood at the gate waiting for him to come out. And it is noted that three men seek thee, and therefore you go with them doubting nothing. Acts 10 and verse 20. Peter went down to the men that were sent unto him from Cornelius in Caesarea. And behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause wherefore you come? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a man who is a soldier, he's in charge of groups of 100, a centurion, a just man, one that feared God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned by God by an holy angel to send for thee to come into his house and hear words of thee. And then he called them in. Simon Peter did call them in. And on the morrow, Peter went with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow, when they were entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and called out together his kinsmen and near friends, Simon Peter was coming in. Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Acts chapter 10 and verse 25. Simon Peter did not take to that. God was to be worshipped and he was not to be worshipped. He was just a man. And so he said, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is not lawful for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsay, and as soon as I was sent for, I ask therefore, to what intent have you sent for me?" Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting unto this hour. At the ninth hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. Acts chapter 10 and verse 20-31 now. "And Cornelius, thy prayers are heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance of the sight of God. Therefore, send to Joppa, and call Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who, when he is come, shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." I want you to observe there in Acts chapter 10 at verse 33. "Now therefore we are here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." What did Simon Peter say on that day? Things that were commanded of God. That's what he was looking for. That's what Cornelius was looking for. Listen to it as it continues here in Acts 10, verse 34. "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all of Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which was preached by John. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for the God of heaven was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he hath done, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom he slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even unto us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness, and through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. I want you to observe in Acts chapter 10 and verse 43, to him gave he all the prophets witness, and that through his name whosoever believeth in him should receive remission of sins. I want to stop here at this point in Acts chapter 10 and note to you in the book of Hebrews chapter 3 a reference made to the people in that day and time who found themselves not doing God's will, although they were being led by God through the wilderness. It is said in Acts 3 and at verse number 6, by Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, and we hold fast the profession and confidence and rejoicing of the hope steadfast to the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me 40 years. Therefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they shall not always enter into my heart, they shall not know my ways. And I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. I want you to observe that just because they believed in God, just because these people knew that he had delivered them out of Egypt, they did not practice what he was saying. They were not doing what he said. And they were people of unbelief as they lived from day to day. It is noted in Hebrews chapter 3 and at verse number 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And exhort one another daily, while it is called a day, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. I want you to observe that it is the case that we need to put into practice all of our days. Once we come to know him, once we come to see his word, once we come to understand his message for us, we're to be people who put it into practice through the rest of our lives, to the end of our days. And as we do that, we'll be people who enter into his rest. He closes this thought in Hebrews chapter 3 at verses 18 and 19 and says, and to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but of them that believe not? So we, that we could not enter in because of unbelief. If we do that way of life just for a time, and then we forget about it, then we leave it, it is not the case that we are people following God's will. He goes on to say in Hebrews 4 at verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise have left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They heard it, but they did not put it into faith practices in their daily walk of life. What about in your daily walk of life? As you read the Bible, the Word of God, and you put into practice what he says, you'll be a person who built your house upon a solid rock. You'll build your house upon a rock that will stand in the day of temptation and trial. You'll be a person who is victorious, as the Lord wants you to be. You'll be following the word of the Heavenly Father that Jesus preached and taught about in John 12, verses 48 and 49. But if you do not get around to obeying Him, you do not get around to obeying what He has to say, you will build your house upon the sand. That's what Jesus said there in Matthew 7. You'll build your house upon the sinking sand. And as a result, it will not stand in the day of trial. But if you follow His word, if you follow His will, you put it into practice, you'll be a person who is blessed of the Lord as you go. Back to Acts chapter 10 and in verse 14 now. Cornelius said, "Send to Joppa for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved." Notice these words by which he could be saved were words that he could practice in obedience. "Then I remembered the words of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized you with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave unto them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When he heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." When we're people who follow the word of God and do His will from day to day, we find an answer to the question, "What shall I do to be saved?" And what shall I do to be saved is not that word of faith only. It's not that word that just that one time. But he noted regarding the matter that we are people who will follow the word of the Lord, and as he commanded them, we are to be obedient to their will. When Peter told them there in Acts chapter 10 and verse 44 that they were to speak the word which the Holy Ghost had heard and had delivered to them, he went on to say, "They held their peace and spake in tongues and magnified God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they with him to tarry certain days." What did Peter tell them to do? Peter told them to be baptized. What did the Lord say about baptism? In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, he told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not will be condemned. These people were believing. They were putting it into practice. And Cornelius was a person who put it into practice. He wanted to be obedient to the Lord. Simon Peter wanted to note to him that he learned more as he went along the way. He learned that what God has cleansed, call not thou common. And thus he taught him the word of the Lord, though he was a Gentile man. You and I find ourselves a day of blessing as we follow the word of the Lord as well. We'll be people who follow His will and do His word. And as we do that, we'll tell others about it. And we teach others to follow His word and do that will. We're people who follow the teaching of the Lord. That's the message that Simon Peter delivered to the household of Cornelius and said, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized?" Then he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit came upon the household of Cornelius not to save him from his sins. He came upon the household of Cornelius to show Simon Peter not to withhold any teaching from him. This man was the recipient of the Holy Spirit. This man, the opportunity that he had, he could be a person who would be faithful to the Lord. Simon Peter spoke to him and said, he commanded him to be baptized in the name of the Lord. This man, Cornelius, was a man who found himself with a new idea. Simon Peter was a man who found himself with a new idea as well. Because he was not intent upon teaching the Gentile, not intent upon coming to the Gentile's house. But he had an opportunity now to be there and to be a person who noted to him the teaching of the Lord for salvation from sin. John indeed baptized you with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And notice, for as much then as God gave to them the like gift that he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Simon Peter is talking to the leaders of the church back at Antioch, and he raises this question, what was I that I could withstand God? In Acts 1 at verse 18, when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. You'll read in vain to see the word repent in Acts chapter 10, but you read where he was listening. He wanted to obey the Lord. He wanted to be a person who was taught the word of the Lord. He understood it, and he now wanted to practice it. As he turned away from the patriarch system that he was living under, worshiping God with animal sacrifices and the like, he had opportunity now to worship God in spirit and in truth, as Jesus had taught in John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is the teaching of the word of the Lord for their lives. And as we find this teaching in the Bible, we find an understanding of the Gentiles coming to obey God's will, knowing about God's way, and coming to be the person that God would have them to be. That's the teaching of the Scripture. And if you can see these teachings of the Scripture, I hope that you'll put them into practice today. The opportunity to study with you from the Bible every Sunday morning at this time is the opportunity that is afforded to you by the Crockett Church of Christ. The Crockett congregation is located 7 miles west of Senatobia on Highway 4 West, 7458 Highway 4 West. And you're invited to come and be a part of services with us on Sunday mornings at 9:30, 10:30, and 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. You'll notice the opportunity that you have, but will you take us up on that opportunity? Will you be a person who meets up with people who love you, care about you, want you to be taught, want you to see the Scripture, want to discuss it with you, see if it is the right thing to do, and to put it into practice in your daily walk of life? That's the way that the Lord spoke. That's the way that he taught. And that's the way that the apostles then taught. Simon Peter is the one who teaches this message now. It's the same message that Paul wrote to the brethren at Rome in Romans 6. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? How be, God forbid. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? Notice that they had died to sin. They became new in the sight of God. And as a result of that, he says they could be people who were faithfully following God now. Will you follow God's word and be his person? Someone said, well, I've got many friends where I attend worship. I understand that the entertainment is there, but I like the entertainment where I worship. There's a way in which I find myself enjoying the people of that service. But we're talking about obeying God, following his will, doing his word, as we practice in life. The Crockett Church of Christ invites you to its services this morning at 9:30, 10:30, and 6 o'clock this evening. We invite you to come be a part of the services with us. There is a way in which we find ourselves following God's will. Simon Peter followed God's will. As he obeyed the Lord, he found himself learning the place of the Gentiles in the plan of salvation. It is the case that Simon Peter understood that message, and Cornelius did, and he obeyed that message. The same thing is true regarding Paul, how he obeyed the Lord. On that road to Damascus, he was not saved. He was told, go into the city, and there be told what you must do. He explained what he was told what to do, and he explained how he had done that. And he says, you did the same thing, you at Rome. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein. Notice that they were practicing a way of life now that they were taught free from sin in life. And notice that they were said to be free in Romans 6 verse 18. God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. When you and I find ourselves following God's will and God's way, we're made free from a past, and now then we have the opportunity to live righteously in this present world. That is what the Bible tells us. That's the scripture teaching about the matter. And we're to be people who put it into practice in our daily walk of life. These messages are messages from the Lord, and they're teachings of the Lord. And notice what the people that first heard it said about him there in Matthew 7, the last two verses of that chapter. They heard him speak as one having authority and not as the scribes. They heard him speak as one having authority and not as the scribes. We're to be people who follow his will. We're to be people who go his route. We're to be people who put into practice what he has said. And that's what the teaching of the Lord was. And that's what you and I can read if we read in the scripture. But if we do not get around to reading in the Bible, we do not get around to looking at the context in which it is stated about the sinners, Jews or Gentiles alike, we will be people who never know that message and never put it into practice. We beg of you to do that. We beg of you to put it into practice today and be a person who follows the way of the Lord. After several weeks of talking about faith and what it means to believe as we should, after several weeks of talking about obedience and how we're to be obedient to the word of the Lord and the way of the Lord, after several weeks of talking about the wonderful grace of God and how it reaches out to us and extends to us who found our lives in sin and wrongdoing, when we talk about these things, it's one thing, but Jesus plainly said, if you just call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things as I say, I will liken you unto a man, a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand. Notice that Jesus did not respect and did not appreciate the fact that people heard him, but did not put it into practice. Putting it into practice is the teaching of the Lord. That's the will of God for you and for me. Thank you for your time today. This is Robert Rawson.